And Coach Stanton Stevens joins us here from Laverne High School. And, Coach, it's great to see you. We're at the Cedar Bucket, a brand-new location, and you're here, and you're not at a Little League football game. Yeah.
Well, we've moved into town, and
congratulations.
We're living in Laverne, and we are glad to be here. I really enjoyed last year, except for the drive back and forth.
I don't know how you guys do that.
It's unbelievable. You got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
To spend that time with the family, but I really enjoy Rutherford County. I really enjoy Laverne High School and the people I work with, my coaches, my administration. So it makes it where, we wanted to get down here, and now we're down here.
So everybody's here.
Everybody's here.
Awesome. Great. Congratulations, and we're glad that you're here. We want to talk a little Laverne football, and I know you're excited about the season. And, it's kind of we think of the first year, it's kind of a, I guess, get to know and kind of, know your players. I mean, it's kind of a difficult situation anyway.
Right. It is. And learning what they need and what they need to hear.
Seeing them every day.
Yeah, seeing them every day. We have learned certain things, and we made adjustments over this winter to certain things and the way we do things. And hopefully that will lead to us building the kind of program where we can compete with the other teams in Rutherford County.
Well, you have – I know it's been common news and in the paper you're changing the offense, not a spread anymore basically, but more the I formation type situation.
It is more of the I. We're coming downhill.
Do we make too big of a deal out of that? I mean, is it just what? I think we talk about that a lot, and
you may make too much of a big deal out of it sometimes, but I think you have to be adaptable. And we ran the I when I was in the spring here my first year, and then we switched after I saw the personnel.
Is that the only reason you make the adjustment? Basically, it's personnel a lot of times.
Personnel, yeah. And you try to have certain things built in to where you can make fairly easy adjustments. Our number one play will be the zone. Our number one running play will be the zone. That was familiar to our kids. So that transition wasn't as hard as you may think. And if you don't have a quarterback that can throw, then it's a real easy transition. So our quarterback is a great kid, Dustin Bills, but he is a baseball kid, and sometimes he has that funky baseball delivery, but he's throwing a football. He's a winner, so we play him at quarterback, and we're going to try to do some things that put him in a position to be successful. But we are not, by any stretch of the imagination, a passing football team. We're a run football team.
Tell me a little bit about the running backs and in the backfield. Who else with Bills is going to be back there?
Well, he'll probably be handing the ball off to Jalen Taylor, returning last year, started at corner, started at some slot receiver, and in the backfield also. We had a transfer in from Smyrna, Willie Cowan. You don't get that very often. We've got two junior running backs, Daryl James and Stephen Norman, that we think will be pretty good. So we're fairly deep in the backfield, tailback, and another reason we're in the eye. Fullbacks will be handled by Marquez Bailey, Derek Warfield, Vossi Norfolk, and one more I may be leaving off. Oh, LJ Dismute. So we've got backs. More so than we have receivers that are going to make a lot of plays. So we're really young at receiver except for one guy, Mike Steele. He's a veteran from last year.
And you've got to have an offensive line.
And our offensive line, I think, is better suited to just coming off the ball. We're not big, but we're scrappy. And if they'll be aggressive and we can form that wall where we're not getting penetration into the backfield, now our running backs are good enough that they can make something happen. We're going to be 8, 10, 12-play drive team. I don't know if we're going to break a lot of long runs, but if we can grind it out, shorten the game, score 14, 17 points, and try to win that way, keeping it really close and being disciplined and sound and not giving up big plays. We gave up way too many big plays last year, so that's what we're going to try to do.
And changing the offense also, you're wanting ball control type situation,
yes,
keep
yes.
the defense off the field,
yes,
and
yes.
keep them fresh, and you're looking for first downs.
I'm looking for first downs. I want to be able to – our kicking game, we have hopefully some new things in our kicking game that are going to allow us to take advantage of the special teams aspect so we can win in two of the three phases of football, special teams, offense, defense. We need to win at least two of those every night to have a chance to win it all. So with that being said, we're going to try to do some things special teams-wise, get a couple of first downs. Our punter was really good last year. He's back this year. If he can pin people deep or flip the field when necessary, you know, now we got a chance to execute our scheme on the defensive side and then offensively just work our way into scoring position.
Who do you have coming back defensively now that you feel is going to make some big contributions for you?
We think at the linebacker spot we should be pretty good. Marquez Bailey at Sam, Norfolk Bossy at Mike, and Chris Ursary will be at the wheel linebacker spot. And we've got Dustin Bills back again. He'll be at a safety position. And we got a young kid, CJ Ford, that'll also be at a safety position. And our corners will be David Emmanuel, Sadell Rowland, and probably splitting time out there, Jalen Taylor. Now, he's typically would be a starting corner, but because he's a starting tailback, we're going to try not to play him too much on one side of the ball so we can keep him fresh for the offensive side.
Stan Stevens is joining us here on the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner. Always a summer to go to the weight room. Have you seen improvements? Have you seen some guys that are working hard for you?
Definitely. We have definitely made strides in the weight room. We're moving in the right direction. But in building a program, we have to catch up in the weight room. But the only way to catch up in the weight room is time. And you have to build a program through your weight room. Competing with Riverdale and Oakland and Blackman and Siegel and Smyrna and all the schools we have to in Rutherford County, they have established weight programs, and their kids have been doing almost the same thing for three years. When you get to be a senior, our kids have been doing it for one and a half. So we're at least a year and a half weight room-wise behind, and we're still trying to catch up. So the weight room is where you build a program and set the foundation, and it's going to still take us probably another year and a half to catch up physically as far as our strength goes. So we're still working on the weight room stuff, and, you know, we're still trying to establish that program mentality and not, all right, this is a Laverne team for 2011, then we got a different team for 2012. We need a program where we're just running that thing back-to-back like the other schools in Rutherford County do.
You know, you do have it's a vicious schedule just if you did a region.
Yes.
And now having to look for opponents outside,
yes,
makes it that much more difficult, doesn't it?
It does. And then, you're looking at it, and, you know, we've scheduled Antioch, and we've scheduled Wilson Central and Mount Juliet and Shelbyville Central and Christian Academy of Knoxville. And you're hoping, hey, we've got to find win somewhere, and then. But you look at the team, and you're like, okay, can we really beat these teams too? So there's no easy weeks for us. There are no easy games for us. There may be some games where we may be a little bit more competitive with our opponent than with others, but at the same time, we're going into every week, and, you know, we're having to say we have to do this right to have a chance, as opposed to, we could probably make some mistakes, and we're still going to be better than this team. I don't see anybody like that on our schedule.
So the goal is to limit mistakes
and
ball control.
Absolutely. Last year, you know, we won two games last year, and I told our kids we didn't look good doing it. I mean, it looked like two bad teams, and, you know, one of the bad teams won. We don't want to look like that. If we win, we want to look like we were supposed to win. And if we get beaten, we want to do just that, get beaten, not lose. So if we can limit mistakes and the negative things that we do, then we will start, of course, to play better, and the results will be better, and we'll compete more.
One final question with the coaches, not only just is the weight room and it is the game plan, but being the psychiatrist, the mental advisor.
Yes, yes.
You've got to get them with that mental approach that we're in a game. If we play up to our capabilities and well, we're going to be in a game.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Win or lose, you're going to play. You want to play well.
Well, what we're trying to – one of the things we say, you know, at what point do we stop being the whipping boy of Rutherford County? You know, you know, as a kid, we were teenagers. At what point you just look in the mirror and say, okay, you know, I'm not going to take what I've been taking. It's time for me to stand up now. We are challenging our kids to stand up and say, hey, look, we may not be able to beat you right now, but we're going to compete with you for four quarters. And when you leave the field, we're going to make you respect us. So we're looking for respect, and we're looking to compete. And our kids have to come out with a different mentality. They have to decide that we are no longer going to be that team that everybody looks at and says, oh, that's an easy win.
Stanton Stevens, it looks like you got yourself on the way to doing that. And good luck to you. You've got Antioch, I think, is
yes,
the first
sir.
At home.
Yes.
Good chance for everybody to come out and see this version of the Wolverines.
Absolutely. Come out and see us and support.
Place looks beautiful, by the way.
Well,
a lot of improvements.
I'll say this. My principal, Mr. Ash, and my defensive coordinator and Brent Bledsoe, they have done a tremendous job in making our facilities look like they do. And it's something we can take pride in. And once again, you know, once you start to feel a little pride about your situation, now you can go out on the field, and that can translate into better football at Laverne High School.
Well, you're right off Sam Ridley Parkway, and I'm going to plug it. You can go and have a nice meal, but save enough for some popcorn and some stuff. We want to buy from the concession stand, too.
Absolutely.
You're over there in restaurant land over there.
But hopefully we can
come hungry.
Some entertainment on the field where there people will come out and they enjoy what they see, and they'll spend a little money at the concession stand.
It really, y'all have done a great job of getting that school is absolutely beautiful. And we were out there to do some basketball games and some softball games. Want to try to make it out there for a football game. And they have done some great stuff for radio people out there in terms of broadcasting the game. So we appreciate everything you do, and good luck next week.
Okay, thank you very much, Stan
Stevens. We'll see you next week, Coach. And that's going to do it for the Prentice Ossip Heating and Air Coaches Corner from the Cedar Bucket. We are going to continue. And Tyler, we're not going to take a break. We're going to go right into the Cougar Corner because we're running late, and we've got a very special guest for you, Alex.